let's go to the message. And it was supposed to be energetic, and I was going to be in your face, but I feel terrible. But we're going to do the best we can today. Let's see what we can do. First service I got rolling. We'll see how we can do. Different message, though. Can you say that with me? The biggest what? One more time. The biggest? That's right. That's what I want you to be. I want you to be the biggest loser. You didn't know you've come to the ranch. All right. I'm not talking about physically. All right. I'll let Miss Jillian and all them help you with that. But I'm talking about spiritually. You're at Fellowship Church and you're on the ranch. Okay. You're here and we're going to lose some weight. Okay. Y'all hearing me today? All right. So you're here. It's up to you if you're going to make this happen or not. But I am going to be in your face. All right. How many work better when somebody's in your face? All right. I know I do. Here we go. Pop it up. Got a brand new series. It's one of the Biggest Loser. What have we got going on? Well, look at that. Yeah. Found this lady walking down the street one day. Not really. The beauty of Photoshop. Amen. Come on. We don't have Miss Julia, but you know she'd be in your face, right? Say. You think she'd be all nice to you and everything while you eat your big jelly-filled donuts and everything? Say. Don't expect me to be too nice. No, anyway. I want to encourage you over the next several weeks to just really work on your spirit, spiritually. I want you to get in health. I want you to get in shape spiritually. Okay? That's what I'm talking about. All right? So I'd love for you to hang in here with me. I'm going to talk about some tough things. Hard things. Might do some weeping and crying and struggling together. Okay? But isn't that really what it's all about? Do whatever it takes to get it done? Amen? Let's talk about it. I'm going to start this series off where I thought it needed to start. You'll see. Right there. Carrying his cross. Can you say that with me? Carrying his cross. If you ever want to be the biggest loser, you're going to have to carry his cross. A cross is an instrument of death. I'd expect some pain. Amen? Say. It's funny how we like let Jesus die on a cross. Oh yeah, I believe in Jesus dying on a cross. But we sort of don't, I don't know about that stuff about me following him and denying myself and carrying my cross. I mean, where is that at? It's all through the Bible. Say. Let's look at it. That's what we're talking about today. Let's go, Rog. Here we go, buddy. We're rolling. Mark 8 will also be in Matthew. Mark 8. If you have your Bible, Mark 8. All the scriptures will be right in front of you today. You can also get this message. Go to our website. Hit PowerPoint. Roger will have all the notes there. All the slides you see, you'll have at home in living color. You can also hear it again on podcast. Click on it. Hear it. Amen. Get this down. That's what I'm talking about. Mark 8:34. And when he, that's Jesus, had called the people unto him with his disciples also, he said unto them, whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life, say it with me, shall lose it. But whosoever shall lose his life for my sake, and the gospel's the same, shall what? There's something good about this losing. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and what? Lose his own soul. Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me, Jesus says, and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he comes in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. Did you know Jesus talked tough like that? I love, 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 nice, nice, nice. He does all the dying, dying, dying. No, no, no. Amen? Jesus left you here for a reason. He left me here for a reason. He wants us to serve him. He wants his whole community in Englewood to know about Christ. He wants everybody to know about him. He wants us to live out what he's done in our life before them. It's incredible. And he's not cutting anybody in this room any slack. Tough, ain't it? Say. I guess we could start off the new year with me patting you on the head, or we could start off the new year with me sort of kicking us in the tail. Say. You want to still live or not? Amen? Got your ticket to ride? You ready to go to heaven? Or you still want to live down here for Jesus? Amen? The cross. You can't say it any other way. The cross hurts, right? Say. The cross is hard. The cross is heavy. It's not a popular message today in the church. I could care less. By the way, people are more obese today than ever in our world. Okay? So, I mean, nutrition and eating right and stuff like that, that's not a popular message either. Okay? So eating spiritual food and having spiritual diet and doing things spiritually and doing them right, I don't expect that to be very popular either. Amen? But I want you to get in shape. That's why I got on my workout jacket. That's why I got on tennis shoes. This is the first time since we started Fellowship Church that I wore tennis shoes to church. I think I might have worn them with that striped jersey that one time that I did when I was the referee guy. But anyway, here we go. No reffing today, baby. So what is carrying his cross? What did we learn in those scriptures real fast? Here they are. It's coming after Jesus Christ. It's denying yourself. It's exchanging your life's ambitions and rights for His and the gospel's sake. It's not being ashamed of Jesus Christ as you live out your life in this world. That's carrying the cross. Let's talk about it. Let's look at some stuff this morning. There's a problem with us carrying the cross. There's a problem with us carrying the cross. And I've come up with several. The first one is this. Pop it up. Satan wants to keep you away from the cross. Can you say that with me? Satan wants to keep you away from the cross. Let's go back and look at Jesus. That's what he was doing with Jesus. And Jesus charged them that they should tell no man of him. And Jesus began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things. He must be rejected of the elders, of the chief priests and scribes. And he must be killed. And after that 3 days, rise again. And as he spoke that saying openly to his disciples, Peter took him and began to rebuke Jesus. You don't know what you're talking about. This isn't going to happen. You don't need to be talking like that. You shouldn't say stuff like that. You're Messiah, all right? But when he had turned about and looked on his disciples, Jesus rebuked Peter. He said, say it with me, get thee behind me, for thou savorest not the things that be of God, but the things that be of men. Just like Satan didn't want Jesus to go to the cross and carry his cross, Satan wants you to just block me out right now. You hear me? Me carry the cross, let that boy up there do it. That's what he wants you to hear. But what I put on the screen is the Word of God. Is that correct? Yes or no? So you can listen to yourself or listen to the devil, but if you're going to really listen, that's the Word of God. Carrying your cross. Satan doesn't want you to carry the cross. That's a problem. Because we like that. We like what he says. We like that he doesn't want me to carry. Oh, that sounds easy. Good. Let's look at another problem. Religion wants you to come down from the cross. As you're crucified, does the Bible teach I'm crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live? Yet the life I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Does the Bible teach that verse, Galatians 2:20? It sure does. The religion says, come down from the cross. Let's look back at Jesus. What did religion tell Jesus? And they that passed by reviled him when he's on the cross, wagging their heads at him, saying, thou that destroyest the temple and buildest it in 3 days, save yourself. If you be the Son of God, come down from the cross. That's what religion's telling us today. Likewise also the who. Say it with me. Chief. Those are the chief religious people. Mocking him with the who? Scribes. Those are the guys that wrote scriptures and things. They're really spiritual, supposedly. And elders. They said, he saved others, himself he cannot save. If he be the King of Israel. Say it with me. Let him now come down from the cross and we'll believe him. Very few churches taught you about carrying the cross. I watched a whole sermon the other night. He had a lot of good things to say. But the whole thing was, is all about God being your Father, and He's your Father, and God's proud of you. He's proud of you. You know, and I know that. God loves us. He cares for us. He gave His Son for us. But did you know sometimes God just wishes we'd get our act together? Did you know He's like that? Say. It's funny. Yes, I love my child when my child does wrong, but does that mean I don't want my child to do the right thing, to get with that program, to come on? Say. We create God as this loving God, lets us live our life the way we want to. It is not scriptural. Are y'all hearing me? And so spiritually we get fat and obese and lazy and nothing gets done. You hear me? Isn't that tough? Tough talk, isn't it? Religion. Well, you know what? We're really not about religion here at Fellowship. I'm about Jesus Christ, loving Him and loving people. Okay, so if you want some religion, go find it somewhere. All right? Listen, that's what we're about. All right, you want religion to pat you on the head? Let it pat you on the head. It's not going to get the job done in carrying the cross. Religion says come down from the cross. Religion says the preacher's too loud. Religion says nobody shook my hand. Religion says all they ever do is ask for money. Religion will say all kinds of stuff in your ear if you'll listen to it. You hear me say? Religion says you just come on Sunday morning, don't need to read that Bible. I'm just saying there's a lot out there, a lot of voices. Amen? Some religion says you don't need to trust in Jesus if you're a good person and you do nice to your neighbor. Is that what some religion says, yes or not? Some religion up in Venice, excuse me, I ain't going. They want to have a big shindig where they're preaching every week on how we ought to get along with the Muslims and how the Muslims are, you know, they got a God too and they serve their God. You ain't hearing that from me, excuse me. Say, there's one God, His name is Jesus Christ. That's who He is. All right, Muhammad came along in 600. He was killing people with his sword. Stop worshiping Him. That's crazy. You hearing me? Say, God help us. But if you listen to religion, huh? Come on. We got problems with this carrying the cross. Number three. What's my third problem with carrying my cross? Unbelievers compel us to carry the cross. It's the lost who are really telling me to carry this cross. Now I'm going to develop that. Hang on. That's what happened with Jesus. That's what happened in His story of the cross. And they cried out, "Crucify Him!" Pilate said unto them, "Why, what evil hath He done?" And they cried out the more exceedingly, "Crucify Him!" And so Pilate, willing to content the people, he released Barabbas and delivered Jesus when he had scourged Him to be crucified. And the soldiers led Him away unto the hall called Praetorium, and they called together the whole band, and they clothed Him with purple. They platted a crown of thorns on Jesus. They put it on His head. They began to salute Him. "Hail, King of the Jews!" And they smote Him on the head with a reed. They spit on Him. They bowed on their knees. They worshipped Him. And when they had mocked Him, they took off the purple from Him. They put His own clothes on Him. They led Him out to crucify Him. And they compelled, say it with me, one Simon. The world, the killers of Jesus. They compelled one Simon, a Cyrenian who passed by coming out of the country, the father of Alexander and Rufus, a fellow that had two boys. "You carry His cross." Why did I put that on the screen today? Because I'm going to tell you something. Some of us just don't think they're worth it. That world out there. Those sinners, those losers. But they're our motivation. They're the ones that are compelling us to carry the cross. And until you get a love for people, a love for God in your own life, and a love for people, this is going to be a problem for you. You're going to want to give them a piece of your mind instead of loving them. Are y'all hearing what the preacher's saying this morning? It's a problem. Amen? Now some angels come to our house and said, "Carry your cross, I'm an angel. You got all right." But let your lost neighbor, your lost family, that's just a little different. Y'all hearing where I'm coming from? think it through. Number four, why don't we carry the cross? Why is it a problem? It's usually only one thing. It's one thing that usually keeps us from carrying His cross. One thing. Why don't you look at a story Jesus said? One thing. One thing. What is the one thing that keeps you from being spiritually fit? What is it? Look at it. Mark 10. And when he was gone forth into the way, there came one running to Jesus and kneeled down to Jesus and asked him, "Good Master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?" And Jesus said unto him, "Why are you calling me good? There's none good but one, that's God. You know the commandments," Jesus said. "Do not commit adultery, don't kill, don't steal, don't bear false witness, don't defraud not, honor your father and your mother." And he answered and said unto him, "Master," say it with me, "all these have I observed from my youth." Keep looking. Then Jesus, beholding him, what? Loved him. And said unto him, say it with me, "One thing thou lackest." It's usually one thing that keeps us from carrying our cross. Keep looking. "Go your way," Jesus says, "sell whatever you have, give to the poor, and you shall have treasure in heaven. Come," say it with me, "take up the cross and follow me." And he was what? Sad. Why? He went away what? Grieved. Why? For he had what? Why don't we carry the cross of Christ? It's usually one thing. And you know what I believe it is? Pop it up. He was smart and he had stuff. And here's what I believe, the preacher. It's usually one of those two things that stops us. Smarts or stuff? Smarts, say it with me. Or, one more time. Smarts or, can you take your hand and do this? You'll be fine. Do this. One more time. One more time. Why am I not carrying the cross? Let's talk about it real fast. Smarts. I'm talking about man's wisdom. Look at it. 1 Corinthians 1, "For Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish," what? Foolishness. "But unto us which are saved," it's what? "It's the power of God. For it is written, I'll destroy the wisdom of the wise. I'll bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent." Amen? Yeah, a lot of people think you're crazy, I'm crazy, because we preach the cross, we carry the cross, we live the cross, we talk the cross. And I know that. They think we're crazy. Here's the kicker. You don't let them, or you don't let yourself start to think you're crazy for doing it. I'm doing the right thing. Because this is the right thing. Preaching the cross is the right thing. Carrying the cross is the right thing. They won't appreciate it. They won't listen to me. They won't understand. That's not my problem. I'm doing the right thing. It's about the cross. It saved my mama. It saved me. What about other people? What about hypocrites? What about this? They'll talk you. Your head will start spinning a million miles an hour. Don't listen. Smarts. Or we think we don't need it. We're smart. We can figure out some other way. You know what I'm saying? You hearing me? Don't get too smart for your britches. Come on. And then stuff. What's the Bible say about stuff? I'm talking about man's wealth, money, stuff, possessions. A lot of times that's what keeps us from carrying the cross. This is a no-brainer here. Look at Philippians. Paul writing, "For many walk, of whom I've told you often, and I now tell you weeping, I tell you crying, that now they're the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly." Biggest Loser, there's your belly. "Whose glory is their shame, who mind," what? "Earthly things." They care more about the things of this earth, things of this world, than they do about carrying that cross. Y'all hearing me? So two things keep us, it's usually one of two things, that's my opinion. Smarts. And stuff. How can I do that? How can I carry my cross, Pastor? There's too many problems. You just got my screen full of problems. Keep looking. You'll never be the Biggest Loser. This is week one on the ranch. What do you do? Expect to come here and get it all done today? No. You'll never be the biggest loser and find true purpose as a Christian until you what? Say it with me. You're fooling yourself. You're living some life that's not the Christian life. I'm telling you right now. You want to be the biggest loser. And I do. Then crucify me. Let me walk in your steps. Were those good steps? Say, did they hurt his steps? Were they hard steps? Yes or no? It's tough to carry that cross. So what is carrying the cross? Let's review. I said it earlier. What is carrying the cross, Jesus? What is it? You already told me and you told them, but let's say it again. Here it is. Say it with me. It's coming after him. It's denying yourself. It's exchanging your life's ambitions and rights for his and the gospel's sake. It's not being ashamed of him as you live out your life in this world. That is carrying the cross. Okay? But so far, I'll have put the problems up, right? Say, are y'all all right so far? So what do I do, Pastor? How do I carry his cross? I want to. I struggle. I'm not. I want to be the biggest loser. That's what I want to be. I know Jillian will help me lose weight, but she's not going to tell me this kind of stuff, is she? And thank God you got the Word of God. Amen? Come on. Come on. But what good is it if we don't listen to it and do it? Amen? How do I carry his cross? It's not very hard. I've got to, you're going to say them with you. Here we go. Here's how you do it. Here's how you carry his cross. Are y'all ready to figure it out? Say. I'm not saying you're going to get it down today. You're not going to go out here spiritual heavyweights today. It's going to take some time. Amen? But I got to get you to see it. Got to get you to think. Before we take next week's message, we got to get this down, baby. I want you to get it inside your heart. I want you to eat it up. Listen, number one, confess Jesus publicly. What do I mean? Well, let's just do some scripture. Matthew talking about this subject we're talking about. Jesus talking. Here we go. We'll stay right with Matthew. Maybe a little scripture here, but pretty much Matthew. Here it is. Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. Which is the biggest loser principle number one in our message today? For carrying the cross, here it is right here. Pop it up. You need to lose the idea that you can be a closet Christian. That's it. You're not carrying the cross if nobody knows that you're a Christian, that you live for Christ. Are y'all listening to me today? You're not the biggest loser. You're fat. Excuse me. You hear me? Come on. Lose the idea that you can be a closet Christian. Okay? It's funny. They just outlawed don't ask, don't tell in our military. Yet it's still up and running real good in the church. Y'all didn't get that, I'll guess. Y'all hearing me today? Ask me what the hope is that's inside of me, the Bible says, and I'll tell you. Is that what the Bible teaches? Absolutely, that's what the Bible teaches. Be always ready to give a what? Answer to any man that what? Ask. That's what the Bible teaches. You'll never, ever, ever be the biggest loser and carry his cross until you lose the idea, I can keep this thing in the closet. No, you're just going to be in the closet. And don't be fooling yourself like the preacher said the other night on television. I don't believe Jesus is in the closet with you. And I don't think he's proud of you that you're in the closet. Get out of the closet! Y'all hearing me today? Come on. I didn't think I'd even be able to preach today. Come on. Here we go. Number two, don't be confused. If you're going to be that biggest loser and you're going to carry his cross, don't be confused. I'm sure Miss Jillian tells them, oh, sure, you can lose weight eating those big jelly-filled donuts. Yeah, sure, sure.
eat your cake, drink your syrup and your sugar, and eat your pancake. Sure! That's how we are in the church. We think we can carry this cross and do what we want to do. Don't be confused. Watch it. Scripture. Whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven. Did Jesus say that or not? Oh, yeah. Don't be confused. What's the biggest loser principle? Carrying your cross number two, pop it up. Lose the idea that God is standing up for you when you ain't standing up for Him. Isn't it funny how we do that? I do it. Oh, yeah. I live my life like I want to, or do what I want to, and God's standing up for me? No, He ain't. Did He die for all of us? Say, absolutely. How do we come to Him? By faith in the cross, and His Son died on that cross and rose from the dead. Does it mean it's helter-skelter, anything goes after that? Now I'm a Christian, I can just do what I want to, and He'll be there for me, standing up for me. You believe that? And the world doesn't believe it either, friend. Till we start living that cross life out before them, we're not the biggest loser, and they're not going to be the biggest loser. Y'all hearing me? We need to just stop being confused. Amen? Look at the third thing. We need to realize if I carry this cross, His cross, there will be what? Conflict. Staying with Matthew 10, we ain't even skipped a verse yet. Think not that I am come to send peace on the earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword. Is that what Jesus said? I am come to set a man at variance against his father. And the daughter against her mother. The daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man's foes, say it with me, shall be they of his own what? That's crazy. I thought if I lived for Jesus and I carried His cross, mama gonna love me, daddy gonna love me, my wife gonna love me, the kid gonna love me. It's all gonna be hunky-dory. No, it's gonna be hell. Do y'all hear me or not? Say, I know you hear from religion it's going to be great and everything's going to work out, okay? I'm just telling you the truth. It's going to be hell. Now, the reason we don't know it's hell is because many times we're not the biggest loser. And so you're arguing with me right now in your heart. No, he's crazy. It's good. It's because you don't even have a clue what I'm talking about. Okay? I'm sure they're eating them donuts, talking to Jillian. Amen? I know I'm being ugly, but it's somebody's got to be. Come on. Lose the idea that being a Christian is a cakewalk. That's principle number three. I can have my what? Cake and eat it too. No, you can't. It's going to mean dying to self. It's going to mean pain. It's going to mean hurt. It's going to mean just you're going to be just pert near killed at times. That's the cross life. Jesus said, boy, one day they're going to say, Lord, Lord, we did this and that. We did this in your name. If you know the scripture, say it with me. Jesus said, I'm going to look at him and say, we've been told we know Jesus by other ways. You know Jesus in His death, His burial, His resurrection. Boy, that's rough right there. Did y'all hear that say? He wants me healthy, wealthy, and wise. That's something we made up. There are some wonderful scriptures that talk of wonderful things in the Word of God, but there's more about the cross and death and dying and following Him and dying to self than any of that other stuff. I'm going to tell you that right now. You can take it and run with you and start your new church movement if you want to, but at the end of the day, it's not going to line up with the New Testament. Y'all hearing me? I mean, this is tough. Are y'all okay? Y'all seem to be awake. Number four, know that your decision will have what? If I'm going to deny myself, if I'm going to carry His cross, if I'm going to be a Christ follower who truly follows Christ, then my decision is going to have consequences.
He that loves father and mother more than me, Jesus said, is not worthy of me. He that loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. Those verses scare us, don't they say? Was Jesus saying we shouldn't love our father and our mother? No. He's saying, you love me more. I'm your creator. You'd have no mama. You'd have no daddy because you wouldn't be here, Jack, if it wasn't for me because I fearfully and made you in your mother's womb. You hear me? Say, you love me. You fear me. You reverence me. You fought. Well, I don't like that kind of God. Then fine, choose your other kind of God. Maybe you can go be Muslim or something. Excuse me. I know I'm being ugly. That is not the God of the Bible that we create in our mind. Amen? God of the Bible is Jesus. Jesus said. In that whole passage, he's talking about denying yourself and carrying your cross. He says it so clear. If you don't love your mama more than me, you're not worthy of me. Amen? That means we got work to do, doesn't it? Say, sure, I loved my mother. Man, more than anything, I loved my mother. Jesus says, well, good. You love me like her, but more. Got it? Say, come on. There's going to be consequences. He that takes not his cross and follows after me, say it, is not worthy of me. That's what Jesus said. Luke says it this way, whosoever doth not bear his cross and come after me, Jesus speaking, cannot be my disciple. It's all over your Bible. Biggest loser. I want to be the biggest loser. Are there going to be some problems with me being a big loser? Oh yeah. Can I do it? Uh-huh. Is it going to be a cakewalk? Uh-uh. Are there going to be consequences? Sure enough. Keep looking. What's the biggest loser principle number 4? Lose the idea that you're a follower of Jesus if you ain't following Jesus. Is that hard to understand? Say, lose the idea that you're a follower of Jesus if you ain't following. Uh-oh, where'd he go? Because you're walking your own walk. He's over there. It's called turn. Follow me. Amen? The word is called repentance. Change of direction. That's what it means. Number 5, and I think this is the last one. You must count the cost if you're going to carry his cross. This is a strong talk. I'd have been happy, honestly, if I'd have just been talking to men this morning. I'll be honest with you. I'm tickled you ladies are here. But this is how strong a talk this is today. Okay? Not that you ladies don't need it. You do need it. Because there ain't no middle ground. There ain't some women's version or men's version. I'm just saying, boy, I've just been men in the room. Ain't no telling what I'd have said this morning. That's how passionate I am and how I'm feeling this today. I'm feeling like I'm the guy on display today that Jesus is chiseling on, chiseling on, chiseling on, chiseling on. Yeah, it hurts. But it's worth it. It's worth it. It's worth it. Keep chiseling. It's worth it. I might do this. I shouldn't do it. I haven't done it in years. But a song just popped in my head. There burns a fire with fervent heat, white hot with holy flame. And all who come beneath its blaze will never be the same. Don't know the rest of it. The chorus goes, the refiner's fire has now become my soul's desire, purged and cleansed and purified. that the Lord be glorified. He is consuming my soul, refining me, making me whole. No matter what I may lose, I choose the refiner's fire. Sounds like the cross, doesn't it? Say, it's a good old song right there. You must count the cost. He that finds his life shall what? Lose it! And he that loses his life for my sake shall what? That's how you become the biggest loser right there, friend. Come on. Count the cost. There's going to be a cost. There is a cost. That's what we've been talking about all morning. If you want to stay on the ranch, I'm sure Jillia would say it's going to be hard over the next several weeks. But it'll be worth it in the end. When a person loses, especially when somebody's 500 pounds or 400 pounds, when they lose weight, their health is so much better. Then they get time with friends and family. They can get out and talk to folks. Isn't that true? And then think about it. And then think about how much better they feel. Sometimes we do ourselves the worst hurt when we don't embrace the cross, because that's the one thing that's going to truly help you know that you belong to Him. And you're going to feel so successful that you've achieved the pearl of greatest price. And that's that life for following Jesus. You hear what I'm saying? But we hear other voices and it says something else. But this is the way to be the biggest loser. Count the cost. Lose the idea that being a Christian isn't going to what? It is. For my mother, it cost her life physically. One Wednesday night after church, she came home. My stepdad walked in the back bathroom with a .357 Magnum and shot her 6 times. That wouldn't have happened if she hadn't been living for Jesus. I'm going to tell you that right now. She loved Jesus more than she loved that man. She loved Jesus more than she loved me. She loved Jesus more than she loved her own safety. I don't understand it. How can I not hurt? Mama did. How can you not hurt? Mama did. How can we miss that somehow? Well, you know, I come from a good family. I don't believe you're going to miss it. I believe it's part of it. Y'all hearing me today? Yes or no? Strong word today. It's a strong word. I ain't done, so don't be clapping yet. That's all right. Hang on. That might think I'm finished. I ain't. Here we go. For which of you intending to build a tower, don't sit down first and count the cost whether he has sufficient to finish it. Lest happily after he's laid the foundation, he ain't able to finish it. All that look mock it, saying this man began to build. He was not able to finish it. What king goes to war against another king, but he doesn't sit down first and consider whether or not he's able with 10,000 men to whoop 20,000? Or else, while the other's yet a great way off, he sends an ambassador and desires conditions of peace. So likewise, whoever he be of you that forsakes not all that he has, he cannot be my disciple. Salt's good, but if the salt's lost his savor, wherewith shall it be seasoned? It's neither fit for the land, nor yet for the dunghill, or the poop pile, or the crap heap. You pick your word. But men cast it out. He that hath ears to hear, say it with me. Let him hear. Have you been hearing this morning? Strong word. Strong word on me today. Strong word in me this week. Strong word on me last night. Strong word God speaking to me this morning. The biggest loser is the biggest what? Say it with me. The biggest loser is the biggest winner. How many have seen the show The Biggest Loser? Okay? Do you see how happy the people are? Do you see how happy the people are when they accomplish some of their goals. I think God is proud of you, like the preacher said on TV. But I honestly think God would like you to feel good about how you're carrying His cross. You see what I'm saying? I think God would feel, yes, He loves you. His love is unconditional. I understand that. But I think God desires for you and me that we carry His cross and know joy unspeakable and full of glory. We take it to another level that only angels dare to tread, because we had that kind of deep walk with Jesus. Have y'all heard me this morning? Sounds like you have. I like that, because I think this was a solid, good message from the Word. Boy, it needs to find good ground in your heart today. I have peace through the blood of His cross, and having made peace through the blood of His cross, by Him to reconcile all things in Himself, by Him I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven, I've got peace through that cross. Hallelujah. My sins have been nailed to that cross, and you being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, hath He quickened together with Him, having forgiven you all of your trespasses. I'm going to glory in that cross. Amen. But we need not only to glory, we need to carry it. Amen. Keep looking. What else we got, Raj? We're finishing up. The Biggest Loser. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside what? Every weight and the what? The sin that does so easily beset us. Let us run with patience the race that's set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him, He endured the what? Cross. He despised the shame. He's now set down at the right hand of the throne of God. A few last quick statements right at you this morning. Because of Jesus Christ, my Lord and my Savior, would you say it loud with me? I can lose the weight that's holding me down. I can run the race. Do that. Say it with me. Come on. Would you mean it this morning? I will be the Biggest Loser, no matter what. Amen. Let's stand together. Thank you so much. Can we praise the Lord for His Word this morning? Can you do that? That was His Word, not mine. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Father, thank You for this morning. Thank You for Your Word. Father, thank You that I needed this message today. This was exactly the message I needed. I needed to see and to put myself on the line, to put myself on the spot, to see if I'm going to continue to be Your disciple. I needed this. I needed this pounding, this checkup, this shakeup, this whatever it is up on that screen today. Father, I receive it today into Gary Clark. I eat this up today. This is what I need. I don't need somebody telling me it's going to be easy. I need somebody telling me that, hey, carry that cross regardless. That's what I want to hear, Father. Thank You for speaking through Your Spirit into my heart today. That's what I heard. I didn't hear Rosie. I didn't hear that today. I didn't hear easy today. But I heard that this is my walk. This is my path. This is what You called me to. God, that's what I heard so loud from Your Spirit today. I need to keep plugging. I need to keep marching. I need to keep walking. I need to not quit. Oh God, that's what Your Spirit spoke to me today as I was preaching, Lord. I don't know what the folk heard today, Lord, but I know what I heard. I heard that You'll never leave me nor forsake me. I heard today, Lord, that You want me to be proud of me because I'm following You. Best decision ever made. Oh God, thank You for that. I am proud of that, Lord. You're worthy to follow. It is the best choice, the best life, to follow You, to do the right thing. Oh God, that's what I heard in my heart today. That's what I need. I want to eat that up like a honeycomb. I want to just suck up the juice on this today, Father. I receive this into myself today, Your Word. Help me, Father, to be the biggest loser. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening. Would you sing with me?